The Travellers and the Bear. A long impy walk at night's haze, where tall trees stretch overhead and the air is full of birdsong. Two friends wandered along the path. Their names were Ben and Rory, and they were visiting Knights Hayes with their families for the day. Ben walked quietly, noticing the tiny details, the patterns on the tree bark, the rustle of hidden squirrels. Rory marched confidently ahead, waving a stick like an explorer's staff. "This is the best place ever," Rory declared. "Imagine if we discovered something amazing like a secret tunnel or lost treasure or a..." A deep rustle came from the bracken. The boys stopped. The air held its breath. Then, stepping out from the ferns with slow, heavy paws, came a bear. A real, enormous, shaggy, brown bear. Ben squeaked. "Ah!" Rory dropped his stick. Both boys froze. The bear sniffed the air curiously. It didn't growl. It didn't charge. It simply looked at them as though mildly annoyed to have been woken from a very comfortable nap. "Rory," Ben whispered, "what do we do?" Rory's bravery evaporated like mist in the sun. Without a second thought, he scrambled up the nearest tree, arms and legs flailing, shoes slipping, heart pounding. He clutched a branch and refused to look down. "Climb, Ben," Rory hissed. But Ben wasn't a climber. His legs felt like jelly, and the nearest branch was too high. Running seemed pointless. The bear was far quicker. So Ben remembered something he'd learned during a ranger talk earlier that year. Some animals lose interest if you stay very, very still. He lay down flat on the path, closed his eyes, and slowed his breathing until he felt almost invisible. The bear lumbered closer, sniffed the air, sniffed Ben's hair, sniffed his shoes. Ben trembled, but he stayed perfectly still. Then, with a snort, the bear turned and padded back into the woodland, quietly as it had arrived. Ben opened one eye. He stood up slowly, brushing leaves from his jumper. Rory clambered down, face still pale. "Ben, I'm really sorry I ran away. I should have stayed with you." Ben gave him a wobbly smile. "Next time you see a bear, maybe don't leave me behind." Rory nodded earnestly. "Never again. Partners from now on, even in bear emergencies." The boys walked on, braver than before, wiser than before, and absolutely certain of one thing. Adventures are better when friends stick together.